As we continue baseball talk on KJFF Sports Talk, I am Matt Greenwood, and I'm joined by Sekman Jaguars baseball head coach Brad Hagedorn. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. Certainly excited about the spring baseball season. I know I am. How are you and your guys looking so far?
Looking really good. We've been able to get on the field consistently this spring so far, even with some of the weather and some of the colder temps. Been out on the field. Got to see a lot of live ABs, pitchers throwing a lot of innings. We like what you see. We've got a good strong group. A lot of pitching, a lot of depth in our pitching. I think can carry us throughout the season.
All right. Well, let's talk about that pitching depth. Obviously, right off the bat, you're saying that's the strength of your team. Who are some guys for you?
Right off the bat, we have a sophomore, Noah Bodine. He came up and threw a couple games for us last year. Came in the district semifinal game last year against Rockwood Summit and threw extremely well. Gave up one unearned run. In five innings, just was very dominant. And as a sophomore, he's a big kid, throws the ball well, everything he has moves, so it's hard for hitters to square up. So he's going to, you know, we hope to be up towards the top of our rotation here for the next couple years. Along with him, we have a senior, Blake Horning, a lefty, who missed last year with an arm injury, but he's back this year. So far in the spring, he's looked fantastic. Just a crafty lefty, very good breaking ball, very good move on his fastball, and a guy that we think can throw a lot of innings for us this year. Davis Mason is another one we got, junior. Threw very well for our JV last year. He's added some velocity to his fastball this year, and has just looked really dominant so far in the spring. And again, he right now we'll look to slot him in as our number three starter. So he'll be a consistent starter and look to get a lot of innings. Other guys, Lucas Erdman, another returner, lefty from last year. Jake Walterman, right-handed reliever we had last year. Zach Boss is our starting shortstop. Look for him to probably slide into our closer role. Very good arm, very live arm. You know, you don't want to take him away from that shortstop position too often, but in the closer time, it's nice to have a live arm on the mound that you can trust to also field his position. Donovan Summers is a lefty we had last year, one of our top relievers. He's back. So we have a lot of depth. There's some other guys there that, you know, juniors that we hope will step in and fill up some of the other gaps. But we've got a lot of guys that got a lot of innings last year and probably the strongest pitching rotation we've had top to bottom since I've been there.
All right, nice. That's good. I mean, and this is your eighth year, so that's actually saying quite a bit. In your 8 years, when it comes to the pitching side of things, what do you tend to focus on more in terms of trying to get the most out of your players?
A lot of it is just throwing strikes, especially now with the pitch limitations that the pitchers have. We just like to look for them to attack the hitters, not trying to be too perfect. Realize you're going to give up some hits, but to trust yourself, trust your stuff and your defense behind you, and just go after people. That way you can, you know, go deep into games and just really focus on not trying to be too perfect and realize that, hey, you're going to give up some hits, but you're also going to stay in the games longer and you're going to be better for it. So just a consistency around the strike zone. You know, we got a lot of guys in the past. We've had some pretty live arms, some pretty good velocity. We have a couple guys this year that have that, I think, but our overall pitch selection that we have with this year's rotation and the confidence that they throw to multiple pitches is really going to be our big key for this year.
Offensively, throw out a couple of names, guys you expect to either hit for batting average, hit for power, steal bags. Who you got on your side?
Starts with the top. Our leadoff batter, Drew Maloney, is a senior outfielder. He hit the top of the order for us last year, hit .415. On-base percentage up around 500, just everything you want out of a leadoff hitter. Great speed. He learned a lot last year, I think, how to run bases. So I think we're going to get a lot more stolen bases out of him this year. But at the top of the order, that's what you look for. In the middle of the order, we've got several seniors that we're looking for to be big contributors this year. Our shortstop, Zach Voss, is his fourth year starting on varsity. He's really grown into his body, really got his swing down, we think, this year. Nate Robinson, our first baseman, he returns from last year, hit around the middle of the order. Didn't have quite the junior year that he was expecting, but made some small adjustments to his swing, and has really been hitting the ball really well so far this spring. Steve Riondo is a senior third baseman. He missed last year with injury, but he's a big kid, very powerful kid. You know, the ball just is a different sound coming off his bat. So we're hoping the year off doesn't affect him too much. He's been hitting the live pitching all spring and doing really well with it. So hoping he continues that. And that's a nice part, having three big seniors in the middle of the order that, one, all can hit for power, but two, they all run very well. Not a big guy that's going to clog up the bases. That'll allow us to continue to run the bases and take extra bases, that sort of thing. So that's nice to have that double threat in the middle of the order, some power and some speed. Then some new guys coming up. Parker Boyd is a junior. He's hit the ball really well this spring. Catcher Mike Beattie is a senior. He's kind of dealing a little bit with a hand injury right now, trying to play through it, being a senior. And it's not really affected him a whole lot with his bat. He hit, you know, upper 300s last year, so we're looking, you know, for the same out of him. And then another outfielder, Ethan Anderson, returner. He started as a sophomore last year in center field. Just a gamer. He goes out and plays extremely hard every day. Great speed. Not only does he run down pretty much every ball hit in center field, but he also has pretty good pop at the plate as well. So it's a pretty deep lineup if they come out and produce. You know, that's still something we'll see as the season goes along and try to mix some guys in and try to find that right combination. But we're very confident in what we have right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like depth is a big key to making a good run this year, getting past the district semis, which you lost to Rockwood Summit in. So, hey, you know, it's a new year. It's a new day every day for your guys. And I understand this Troy tournament is pretty popular, and a lot of teams try to get into this tournament. You've got a few games coming up with Liberty, Francis Howell, and Chaminade. Liberty tomorrow, and then that doubleheader on Saturday with Howell and Chaminade. What do you want to see from your guys out there on the field? What are some one, two, maybe three things you're going to try to pick out of their performance?
One, we just want to look and see as many guys as we can get into the lineup. You know, it's five games in a week's time, trying to get as many guys in there, get them varsity experience, some of the guys that don't, and just see how we do, the different combinations that we can look for. But the thing we're looking for this year is we don't want to be intimidated by anybody. You know, there's some pretty good competition in this tournament, some big arms that we'll see on the mound. And that's one of the reasons we get into it. So once we get into district play, into conference play, you know, it's not the first time we see a guy with a big curveball or high velocity fastball. We've already seen it. And that's a great thing that this Troy tournament provides us with, is seeing the quality pitching, the quality teams, with the CBCs, the Smith, Francis Howells, the Zumwalds. I mean, the entire field is quality baseball, including, you know, Hillsboro, you know, some of the teams down here from down south, try to go up there and represent Jefferson County baseball a little bit with those guys. But we don't want to be intimidated by anybody. We want to have the mindset we step on the field every day. We can beat anybody, but then also have the mindset anybody can beat us if we just show up and throw our gloves out there and don't go out and compete every day. So we just want to look for that constant competition, going out there and giving the best thing we got every day, and we'll be happy at that.
All right, Coach Agadorn, hey, best of luck to you this weekend in that Troy tournament, and thank you so much for being with us today on Sports Talk.
All right, thank you very much.
Brad Agadorn, head coach of the Sekman baseball team in his eighth year and looking to get past the district semifinals this season, but it all starts with game one tomorrow against Liberty. We'll wrap up the Sports Talk program in just a couple minutes here on KJEF.